Ballad of Rooster Jenkins begins on the Destran Plantation in the fiery cauldron of Louisiana on the year of the black man's freedom, 1863. The war between the states was long, but will not be forgotten. Now, the Destran Plantation began construction in 1718 by Robert Antoine Robert Delaunay, who owned the land and the slaves. The architect who built this house was Charles Paquet, a free man of color, and he was paid in rice, corn, livestock, and a male slave named Leveille. The slave master and man of the house, Robert Antoine, died 2 years after its completion, and in the years to come, would be taken over by outside blood. Master Richard LeBlanc, the youngest slaver in the plantation's history, came into power in 1839 at just 20 years old. And LeBlanc treated his slaves as such. His hobbies include skeet shooting, attending Mandingo fights, and fancies himself quite the chess man. Though he's more of an enthusiast than a player, with an ELO of about 1,400, far from Grandmaster. Priscilla Cole was born into slavery and traded at just 14 years of age, along with 7 other females and 2 Negro men, one of which she would marry the following year, a man by the name of Rudy Jenkins. Shortly after, Rudy and Priscilla conceived a child to be named after his father. But only a week before the child's birth, his father was strapped to a tree, whipped until unconscious, revived, and hung in front of the entire grounds, as to set an example of what happens when conceiving without the permission of one's master. The baby boy was born 4 weeks before the expected date, and so his mother nicknamed the early bird Rudy Rooster Jenkins, after his late father. Now, Priscilla was no field Negro, like her dead husband. Of lighter complexion, she tended to the master's needs indoors, the upper echelon of black work in those days. She taught Rooster how to read and write young, as she had been taught by her previous owners in Alabama. Not long after young Rooster turned 6, his mother gave birth to his brother, John. Priscilla died from complications at birth, and the boys were looked after by Etta Jane, a grandmother-like figure who taught them to work the sugarcane cauldrons, which when combined with the 110 degree days made Lucifer's throne look like an Alaskan hot spring. On the 1st of January, 1863, word spread through the plantation that Lincoln had issued the Emancipation Proclamation. And on Rooster's 22nd year on this earth, he and his people were free. Black men and women rejoiced, and Richard LeBlanc was there to greet them with open arms, smiling and hollering with them.
Oh, it's a good day. It's a good day. Y'all free now. So you know what that means. If you want to leave, you're free to do so. But if you leave, it means you're trespassing. And I will have my men gun down every single last one of you. As a matter of fact, why wait?
LeBlanc and his men then proceeded to gun down every man, woman, and child that did begin to walk towards their freedom. And with a loophole like this, though they were free, those who remained alive were still enslaved, Rooster and his brother John included. Sometime later, the hottest summer day of the year, Rooster and John found a newspaper that fell out of the pocket of one of Richard LeBlanc's goons. They picked it up, read about current events, and stumbled upon a story about a paddy wheel steamer called the SS Republic, which was lost in a hurricane off the coast of Savannah, Georgia, en route to New Orleans. The ship sank with $400,000 in gold coins. Brewster told his brother they were going to make a break for it, become rich, powerful, and return one day to set their people of the Destrian plantation free. John wasn't so sure, but reluctantly, he followed his big brother. And that night, they made their escape, nearly to the edge of the plantation when they heard dogs on their trail and spotted the illumination of lanterns through the bush, face to face with an 8-foot-high fence.
Just put your leg over on this side. You're gonna be fine. I promise.
The boys scurried and clamored for their lives, hoping to board the train sailing by in just a nick of time.
Scared.
The dogs at their heels and LeBlanc's men not far behind. Gunfire began to rain down upon them. John had been shot through the neck. Barely able to speak through the suffocation of his own blood, John told his brother to go.
Go! Go, Ernie!
And by the skin of his teeth, Brewster Jenkins hopped that train into the abyss. A free man stained in the blood of his dead brother. This is the ballad of Brewster Jenkins.
Yeah. Ha ha. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I'm on my own now, coming through with the wickedest style. Be rapping till I'm senile and denial. My haters is hater niggas, marry hater bitches and have hater kids. They said I'd be nothing, that's so egregious. Now I sell out arenas like arenas. I'm Regis, a millionaire. I'm still in there, bringing them something to others, filling air. I'm unlimited like singers class, sampled by JD for players. I'm too paid, these other rappers are splitting hairs. My rap's a super villain, that's nothing but layers. Flow switch up like clothes in the witcher, now show me your wares. Gale to Rivia, here's a piece of trivia. I'm NVIDIA, built for the game. Could take a lead of fame. I'd rather write about a runaway slave hitching a train. Mixing up the sugar cane, cotton picking by the range, blowing out the slave master's brains. Welcome to the world I built, my life I will. Got them all on tilt, don't need no stealth. I'm high on life, better get that right. They in my sight, better know I write. Better know I made this beat on the NPC. I'm MVP, I'm honestly kinda on empty. But it's not my fault, got a million records in the vault. Vinyl on the shelf, don't do it for my wealth. Myself ain't the only one I help. You don't get that alright, oh well. I don't make shit just cause it sell, I make shit cause it sell. To watch my haters burn in hell as I excel. Like a cancerous tumor that takes a strand of your DNA and it makes that shit your exhale. As soon as I exhale, I get on the next rail. Wait, I mean the next track. Hold up, wait, now bring it back. This right here, the introduction. Y'all ain't even at the junction. Glock 9 at the function.